This podcast includes unapologetic logic and reason and may not be suitable for all audiences. In a world full of nonsense, he's been called the voice of uncommon common sense. He sees the abnormal that many find normal. Author and award-winning speaker, he is Chris.
Welcome to the Christopher Scott Show. My name is Christopher Scott Kunkel. I'm a Marine combat veteran, and I spent 14 years working in the bowels of our government. And I'm here to tell you that I do this podcast because I care about our country. And what I want to talk about today is the election coming up. Specifically, I want to look back to 2020, and I want you to remember loud and clear what they did. Who's the they that I'm talking about? Well, the establishment, the swamp, the Democrats in concert with certain unions. Yeah, that's a fact. They rioted, looted, burned our cities, and stole an election. And that was just the beginning. They locked down the rest of the country, started something they called the Great Reset, without asking for anybody's opinion whether they wanted to participate or not. And that pattern has continued for quite a while. That's what happened in 2020. Now think back, and don't you think for one second that they won't go that far or even further. I want to get into the details. It's really something to think about. It's election year 2024 kicking off now. Well, if you're a fan of the podcast, you've been listening for a while, you know there's been a few changes, mainly being that we have gone to full video format as well. I'm not even sure how it appears just yet, but I've been putting the Rumble links in with the podcast. I don't know if you're able to see that there on your podcast player, but I got to tell you, we've actually done something with the video here in the studio. I'm very excited about the quality of what we're doing is phenomenal, both here and with the Project Chaos channel. And encourage you to go to ChristopherScottShow.com and sign up for my email list there. I'm going to have some great stuff coming out that you'll only be able to access by email down the road. So make sure you get on the list. I don't spam people. I don't sell the list. And I don't pump out ads and things like that. I use it to communicate with the audience, okay? And there's a lot of transparency in what I do. So do yourself a favor. Stay in touch with me. That's what I'm asking you. Go to ChristopherScottShow.com and sign up for my email list. And while you're doing that, go to ChaosDot.org. I'm having trouble keeping track, too. ChristopherScottShow.com. That's your first visit. And ProjectChaos.org. The videos that we're doing over there are just, they're better. I'm sorry. I hate to tell you. There's only so much you can do with news and politics. This one today is pretty cool with the riots. And let me jump into that, actually, because I don't want to be, one of the things I'm trying to work on right now is getting a little more concise. But I do want to spend time getting to know the audience, sharing some personal things. That's part of what we do. It's part of what the long format podcasting is about, okay? And we've added this video element in, and I guess this is the third or fourth, that I am now doing the podcast with audio. And I'll tell you, I've been podcasting for over 6 years, over 1,600 episodes. We're coming up on 1,700. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable, the content that's been out there. But I really struggled with going to the video. And for those of you that have been listening for a long time, I appreciate your candid feedback. Have you noticed the change in the quality of the audio? Because I don't want to lose it. When I was interviewing James Bradley, author of Flags of Our Fathers, you've heard me talk about it. It was made into a movie. Incredible interview I did over there at ProjectChaos.org. And when I went to do the Zoom interview, and I said to him, I said, I'm not going to use the video. So if you don't want to, he said, no, it destroys the quality of the audio. Well, life has changed for me a little bit here. I've had to get a little bit more serious about this hobby. It was a hobby for me, really, for 6 years. It was a hobby up until about 6 weeks ago, ironically enough. And now I'm doing something I always wanted to do. But that's another story in itself as well. Let me get into the subject matter at hand here. So quit stammering around. Make sure, but give me your honest feedback on the quality. Go sign up for the email list, is my point. Exciting stuff that we're doing. And you know, make sure you tell your friends about it. Check out the video. I think you'll like it. And please give me your honest feedback, both on the audio and on the video side. Are these videos worth watching? Is there something you'd like to see differently? The feedback's been very positive. If I get my honest feedback on the audio, because I've been listening carefully, I get done. I don't care about these videos. All my friends, oh, you got a face for radio. I'm like, yeah, I haven't heard that 14 million times. It's okay because I'm used to it. I've been called Too Tall Jones my whole life. I haven't talked to a cousin of mine in a while. I said, yeah, my nickname in the Marine Corps was Elvis. And she said, yeah, really? I said, you know, my other nickname was Lurch. All right. I've been called everything, you know, Chris Kringle. I still hear a Kringle. I'm like, oh my God, I'm 50 years old. I got to, yeah, you got a face for radio. I know. Thank you. Thank you. I think I'm going to get the award, the Face for Radio Award. That's going to be mine. Look, I don't have a makeup artist here. What do you want me to do? You know, I've got this renowned voice. What? I can't be everything. I hope you're having as much fun as I am. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah, riots. That's what it is. I get a little riled up at this whole thing for a couple of different reasons. Number one, my homeowner's insurance rates. Why are more people coming? Oh, it's the inflation. Who paid those claims? The billions. When I went back and for the video, I went back and I looked at the image, you know, just Googled 2020 riots. And go do it. Go do it. Go look at the images in the video. Go search 2020 riots just like I did. And go and let those images burn in your mind. Every city on fire, burning, attacking the cops. If you weren't with the liberty, we were at war. And you're going to tell me that the election was handled properly? That's why we're here. I started to say why I do this podcast, because even though it's had to change from a hobby to a business now, which is great, and even though I've changed from audio to video, but added it in there. You know what hasn't changed? Not one stinking bit. My principles or my integrity, and it won't. As a matter of fact, I'm happy to report to you that, as you know, money tends to corrupt. And I have put safeguards in place and built a proper foundation to make sure that it doesn't happen here. Not that it can't happen. It's going to be up to me to guard those principles and integrity that I bring to the show. I'm just telling you, I'm happy to report right now that we should be able to do what we need to do from a business perspective, not have to bow down to the boo tube there, YouTube. Crap. Anyway, I can't even post this stuff on YouTube because they're going to shut me down. 4 years I fought for this country, served my country. And you're going to tell me that I can't talk about guns? That's not the channel for me. And while I'm on it, this culture war that we're in, how about in your house? And I'm just speaking out loud. I'm not going to air my family grievances here, but sometimes we have things we need to talk about. How come this, it's like you start talking about guns around kids. But you can talk all you want about transgender. You know, you can talk all you want about anal sex. You know, I won't say it like that. You know, people love people differently, they would tell you. Oh, this is perfectly okay. The way it sounds to me, you can pretty clearly talk about abortion around children, too, as long as it's pro-abortion. Don't you dare talk about saving the life of a baby. It's disgusting to me. That's why I do the podcast. Somebody's got to expose the truth, for God's sake. And there are others doing a good job, you know, and obviously better than me. Oh, what did I do? I put the New Beginnings show up, and I was telling the story about me thinking that I'm better than Savage and those names and stuff like that. And somebody covered, I'm out. Sayonara. Sayonara. You know, listen, I have no axe to grind with Michael Savage, believe me. And, you know, he's had a lot more success in this business than I have in every regard. No, there's nothing I can, and I'm a big fan, man. I'm just saying, we do things here that he's not doing. You know, he could take his credit for what he does. I'm going to take the credit for what we do, too. Anyway, I'll tell you, that's one thing about doing these shows. That's what's refreshing about Project Chaos. You know how much of that stuff goes on that show? None. It's all positive. You know, you get into the news, and, oh, you think you're better than Michael Sullivan? Shut up and beat it, you bonehead. You know, I didn't even listen to the whole conversation, for God's sake. What do I care, right? It's just funny. But I continue to do it because it's the right thing to do. And I'm going to continue to do it as long as I reasonably can. There's a lot more to come. There's a lot more to come. You just wait. I mean, I'm really peeling back the onion. I was talking to my wife about this. I said, you know, given my involvement working in government, I just never really thought about this. You think I was speaking up before? What do you hear now? I'm totally unleashed. And to speak about what went on there. Oh, you're going to love it. The time's not right. It will be coming soon. That idea of running for office has resurfaced, if you know what I'm saying. That could really be a game changer. Anyway, the riots. Let me get into some of these headlines. I want to tell you what's going on. We're heading. It's an election year. So what do you expect for an election year? Probably about what you got last time is what I would expect. Was I think it's Zig Ziglar has a talk with this. He says, people say, what's this year going to be like? What's the market going to be like? What's the, probably about the same as last year. I mean, every once in a while, you get a little surprise thrown in there. But I think you got to ask yourself, why would they do anything any different? Oh, they wouldn't dare do that again. The National Guard is deployed in the cities already. You tell me what they're going to be doing. Suddenly being a librarian in California is dangerous. Let me just share some of these stories with you. And there's a librarian that was complaining about the safety at work. Now, this is pretty funny to me. Nobody cares about the safety of the public. Government's supposed to be protecting the public, providing security for the public. Not the public providing security for the government. Like everything else, it's gotten flipped upside down. Hey, man, if you're listening, you don't know that I did it, but I just kind of like flipped my hand and it made me that my wife would kill me for doing this, but I'm going to do it anyway because it popped in my obnoxious little head. I forget the YouTuber's name. It's a Philly guy. And he'd be like, he would do these videos. You see, I remember he walked into a car dealer. He was like, how much for this car? And the guy's like, you can't afford it. He's like, he goes, and he flips his hands like, it's like a, I'm going to bring that to the, I'm just kidding. Well, everybody be gone in a second. Anyway, I put this story, I don't know, Gab or something about the librarian in California being dangerous. And of course, the reaction, the liberal librarians that were supporting all these liberal efforts now are complaining it's no longer safe. No kidding. Somehow, I think, we got to work to unite the country a little better than saying, yeah, we're glad that it's dangerous for you. I just thought that was funny. Maybe not. This is crazy here. And just to give you an idea of the chaos that we're headed for, a Michigan bill was introduced into their state house there that would ban sanctuary cities and counties. And the committee chair is a Democrat. Refused to hold the hearing. Fantastic story here. Let me see if I can pull up the details. Nah, it's taken too long. Michigan bill, ban sanctuary cities. Democrat committee chair refuses to hold the hearing. Michigan Senate Republicans want to prevent any incentives that create the type of overwhelming illegal immigration that is bankrupting cities like Chicago, Denver, and New York City. Hey, I keep talking about the money, and that opening line says it all right there, man. I'm going to tell you right now that Chicago, Denver, and New York City were already bankrupt. They just created the excuse for the bailout. And this is what I talk about, these wars and the bankers and the money. It's more to it than people just profiting off the conflict. It's the bailout part that goes with it. Republicans in Michigan think the sanctuary policies come at a cost that Michigan taxpayers can't afford. Well, don't you say, if somebody's actually looking out for the taxpayer. Well, I'm not going to continue on with the article because I really can't speak to the validity of it. But you have to really ask yourself, what kind of a government do you have that not only allows this to go on, but then when they do try to work through the proper due process to fix it, the proper democratic process, what do the liberal democratic Democrats do? It's a lot of Democrat there. Block it. Oh, no. They think they know better than the duly elected Republicans that have a majority in the state or whatever they do or don't have. Why not have the hearing? Why not have at least a fair debate on the matter? They're not even going to allow the hearing to take place. What does that tell you? Who are they really representing in that case? Not you. So this headline, even though it's not directly related, I think it's definitely going to be a volatile election issue. It gives you a clear indication of what direction things are headed. What is that exactly? Well, France made history by enshrining abortion rights in the Constitution. My friends, if you ask me, you know, this subject came up about the abortion thing. Well, just first to make my point, you know, they're going to use it as a volatile issue. And they're going to stir up some already angry, violent people. And they're going to use the, they're taking away your right to an abortion. This is unbelievable to me. You know, the fight for freedom. I was listening to a, and what it's become. This is not the freedom that the World War II generation fought for. I think they'd be sickened by what they see going on. What did Oliver North write? I didn't fight for socialism. I want to try and get him on the show. Both shows, maybe. Be a good fit for either one. But I just say this about this. I'm talking to my wife. She said, you know, if you're going to run for office, you're going to have a problem with the conservatives in this area supporting you because many of them are anti-abortion, pro-life, which I support. And however, I don't support any laws in that regard, at least preventing it, except that I do believe that it should be plainly illegal to force other people to pay for it. Now, you say, well, what about the cases of violence and incestual type situations? And do I not have any compassion? And these one of these people say, you know, the compassionate thing to do is to have the baby. And you have people so passionate, I said, give the baby to me. I support all that. I do. And I would, God willing, you know, move myself, my family in that direction. But I've said very clearly that God forbid something ever happened to my wife or my daughter. And that decision needs to be made in this home by us. And one example I use, without even getting into the rape and incestual situation, is that if my wife became pregnant, I'm 53, she's about to turn 50, I think I heard that. And we don't really have good family support in this area. So if she were to become pregnant, it could be very problematic. I'm not going to go down this whole path because I don't like to think in those terms. And quite frankly, we would still probably do our best to keep the baby. But I'm just telling you that it would have to be a conversation. And especially if it meant the possibility of my wife's life was at risk. And you may not agree with this, but you don't have to. All right. At the same time, I completely agree that we should be protected. I'm not paying for somebody else's abortions that they're using like birth control. And you say, Chris, how could your wife become accidentally pregnant? And she's not. All right. She's not. I do know how to handle the situation. I'm just saying to you that when you start talking about laws, you got to start talking about consequences. Now, having said all that, by way of full disclosure, you got to start thinking long and daggone hard about making it a constitutional right. This is, to me, some Hitler, Nazi-level crap. And they want to say liberal democracy. I didn't mean to go too far down that rabbit hole on this show. But I want to tell you something. This so-called liberal left is not liberal at all. Not liberal or democratic. You want to look at the election, I'm going to force people, force the government to provide these abortions. And how far does it go? I can only imagine. Look at where we're at today This is France, of course. What do you say? It's going to become a whole different matter. And they're going to be parading it around, maybe even having TV commercials about it. Sickening to me, really. Plainly sickening. Here's another custody battle in California over a transgender child. Some of this was crazy to me. I read through this. I don't remember. Alexa Carbone walks hand in hand with her 5-year-old transgender child. Father Adam is under a 5-year restraining order as a result of a long custody and domestic violence case. I read through this, and what they've done to this guy is just doesn't seem right to me. I don't know all the facts. Get into domestic violence, you're going to have to let the system play out, I suppose. But how can you imagine? It's not funny, really. These are some of the things that this election is about. They're not going to put it to you like this. But what's going to happen? It is happening. Your kid's going to tell you what gender they are, and you're going to like it. Oh, you will. They'll put you in jail. 5-year restraining order? Wow. It's unheard of. It's unheard of, really. How about when your daughter comes home and says she's having an abortion, whether you like it or not? No. What do you say? They don't even tell you about it. Radical nut job that you are. What's going on in Haiti? And nobody doing anything about it. Huge massacres going on down there. Mob boss terrorizing Haiti, burns victims alive and feeds corpses to animals. Yeah, seem like nice enough people. I wonder if any of them are coming across our border by any chance. Maybe they'll drop a couple of them in to say, I don't know, by way of example, New York, Chicago, and Denver. I don't know. Just a thought I had. This was fascinating to me, by the way. This is the biggest story of the election right here. I forgot about this. Well, I didn't forget about it. I'm bringing it up right now. But this is huge. I meant to put this in the intro. We didn't even get that far. Will Musk bankroll Trump? Billionaire holds meeting with ex-president. The billionaires, they're both billionaires. Pretty remarkable when you think about it. How'd you like to be at that meeting? The ex-president, as he considers whether to throw his $200 billion fortune behind efforts to remove Biden from the White House. And I see that Trump is running fundraising ads that I don't recall seeing in the past. What's happened to all of the events, the Trump events? I thought that that was the big money draw for him. Is it fizzling out? I don't know. Is he getting tired of doing it? I think it later came out that Musk said that he was not going to put any money to either political candidate. But I do think that Musk has very much created a friendly space for Trump on Twitter, which brings up another question. Is anybody on Truth Social? I'd love to hear from you. I created an account, but I just don't see really much of anything going on there. Seems like just like a kind of a quiet nothing. Gab has traffic. We get traffic from Gab. I've been enjoying Gab. Gab's working out all right. Twitter, I don't know the content, whatever they're feeding to me there, I'm just not getting it. Most of it, really. Even Gab, I just don't get social media. I don't enjoy it. But people do. We've been posting on there, and it's been working. I'm thinking about getting back into the Twitter thing since Elon Musk seems to be allowing free speech now. It's crazy to me where we're at today with this lack of free speech. But anyway, the fact that Elon Musk is be having a conversation with Trump about potentially supporting him, to me, is just beyond incredible. And, you know, these billionaires and people in those circles are kind of funny about timing. You know, rarely, you know, and who would, right? Yeah, I'm going to throw $1 billion out there for the, yeah, who gets excited about that? I'm sure they're talking about buyer's remorse, right? And I don't know that Musk is necessarily in the best cash position to be doing these things either. I don't know. But I wouldn't be surprised, this is my speculation, that you do see Musk. And here's going to be the excuse, I'll bet you. I don't have a crystal ball, and I say it all the time, don't believe people. I just have a little speculation. Elon Musk is really unhappy with what's going on with the border. He realizes we're committing Harry Carey, man. I'm sitting here, I'm trying to have a good time. I don't want to sit here and make this like going to a funeral. But this is a serious situation. You know, people walk around with their heads in the sand. Elon Musk has been very vocal about it. And I could see him using it. You know what? I have to get behind Trump to help save the country. And maybe we should push him to do that. If not you, Mr. Musk, then who? If not you, then who? We need the support badly. Trump needs the help badly. And I'm going to say it right now. If you've been listening to me, you know I'm not a bootlicker. Nobody. I don't bow down to anybody, and there's no perfect man out there. Nobody. Nobody. Trump included. But I'm going to tell you, for this particular time in our country, I believe we need Trump badly. Badly. There's two things I hope he's successful in doing. Cutting back the size of our government and opening up a pathway to the speakers and leaders of the next doggone generation. Mr. President, go in there, run the country for 4 years, and then you need to get out and shut up and leave things open for the rest of us. That's what I'm saying. I don't mean to be rude about it. In the meantime, he needs our support badly. Listen, I said this. Even if you don't agree with Trump on the issues, the only way we're going to get anything done to stop this loony, it's not liberal, it's loony, undemocratic frenzy that's going on. Trump is the only guy that can bring the fight to do it. Other than maybe myself. And whoever that guy was that thought I was arrogant the other day, definitely not coming back after I said something like that. All right, where are we here? Taylor Swift, coughing and struggling to sing at a concert. You know, I heard she already broke up with Kelce. Oh, maybe that whole thing was fake. What isn't fake anymore? Why don't we just start there? Can somebody tell me? What can you count on as real, genuine, and honest? Here they got all these people. Oh, look at the little romance. I just had a feeling. I'm like, I'm not seeing it. I really don't know anything about either of them. I watched a couple clips, and I'm definitely not the best read on people. I'm no psychologist, all right? I got a voice better than Michael Savage, but I'm no psychologist. But I was like, those two aren't a couple. I'm not seeing it. I'm just not seeing it. And I'm also just not seeing people of that caliber get all gushy. You know what it was? I saw her walking with him, and she was like one step behind him, and I was like, that's not the way things work anymore, my friends. This seemed all staged. And then her showing up at the games, the NFL. Look, these NFL team owners, they're business people and they have a lot of money and they're creative. You don't think they're going to come up with little stunts to promote themselves? Of course they will. Hey, I got a connection to Taylor Swift. Don't you say, hey, Travis, you're going to fall in love with her. No kidding. I'd do it. And then he pushes Andy Reid, remember? Yeah, it's all phony, man. It's all become a big show. And I guess on some level it needs to be, right? I mean, I would say the same. You want to make things entertaining. And I don't fault them for that. But don't you think he could at least come up with something remotely genuine? I don't know. Maybe it doesn't need to be, but Taylor Swift is a big phony, and who knows if the Kansas City Chiefs even really won the football game, and that's why I don't watch it. Tell me I'm wrong. Convince me I'm wrong. This, I don't know if we're going to, I have like six more stories here. We're not going to get to all of it, but I want to go into this one a second, even if we go over on the time. This is San Diego man. Let me open this up because I need to give you the full details on this. If maybe you're a liberal, you're a Democrat, listen to this. I doubt it. I doubt that anybody falling into that category has listened to me this long because we just don't even speak the same language. And I understand that. I understand that. I really do. Trust me, probably better than anybody. But tell me that this isn't some loony stuff, right? Just listen to me and tell me something. You got a wide open border that people, criminals pouring in, right? This guy is the first person in the United States to be prosecuted under a new groundbreaking law. You know what that groundbreaking law was? Smuggling refrigerants into the United States from Mexico. Michael Hart, 58, is accused of buying the potent greenhouse gases in Mexico, concealing them in his car, and then bringing them back to the United States. And then allegedly sold the items on online marketplaces. I want to see how far he could be going to jail here for this. I don't see anything about that. Made his initial court appearance, charges of conspiracy, importation contrary to law, and sale of merchandise imported contrary to law. Well, he could go to jail. Well, I want you to think about this a second. This guy brings a little refrigerant in. Bam, the feds are on him, man. His whole life is going to be ruined. Just like that. After all, he broke the law, you say, right? Well, he sure did. How is it then that there's reports that you've got Mexican drug cartels committing money to political campaigns here in this country? People coming across the border, organizations paid for our own government breaking the law, and nothing is done about it. That is not a rule of law. We're headed down the same path as Haiti. Let me tell you the stuff I didn't get to. Biden to form a strike force to go after price gouging. They're going to go after companies. Yeah, you say? You'll pay even more for everything. Why U.S. companies are watching and fearing a climate disclosure rule. Because God forbid they got an old refrigerator in the office, they're going to have a big problem. How much more regulation can we add? Well, I'll tell you. Second U.S. city has banned horrible, indiscriminate killing devices. What? Weapons of mass destruction, weapons of war, AR. No, none of that. That didn't get banned. You know what did get banned? Glue traps, because those poor little mice are suffering so badly. How much more regulation? Paramedic gets 5 years in prison for a death in a rare case against a medical responder. It's a crazy case. I don't know that there isn't some liability involved based on the couple of details that I read. I didn't go into it. But we've crossed a new corner, and that corner is this. That corner is this. That the laws and the systems that we had in place no longer exist. And this is why we need to pay attention so carefully. I said it 6 years ago here on the podcast, we better be careful. We're going to wake up one day to a country that we no longer recognize. And it's here. It's just you got a few people that are still kicking like, no, no, no. Oh, yeah, it's here. And we need to fix it as quickly as possible or we will end up in the same predicament as Haiti. And you better take a close look at what's going on there. Don't you forget, you go back and you do a little search, 2020 riots, and look at those images. Let it burn in your mind and you get yourself ready. Because it's going to be quite a ride. But don't you worry, I'll be there to walk you through it. This is the Christopher Scott Show. I'm Christopher Scott Kunkel. Thanks for listening. Go visit my website, ChristopherScottShow.com. Sign up for my email list. God willing, I'll be back tomorrow. Sure hope to see you there. In the meantime, make it a great day.